Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
With over 60% of South Africa's youth facing unemployment, many young graduates are finding themselves unable to access job opportunities due to unpaid tuition balance. The problem, of course, isn't limited to South Africa. It's around the world where young people are struggling with student debt. It affects their financial future and also job prospects. Joining me tonight is Dumisani Dibanda, Executive Head of Strategic Projects at education finance provider Fundi, to discuss the effects of this debt barrier and look at solutions for empowering younger South Africans in the workplace. Maybe, Dumisani, good evening, and you could start by explaining how outstanding balances particularly affect youth employability.
So the first area that we look at is, let's talk about demand first, right? As everyone demands, everyone needs higher education, and you find that we have our aspirational institutions, and we apply and we get accepted, and you find that once we are accepted, there might be a requirement from institutions for us to pay a deposit, and we are good to go with our studies. And without thinking about the end of the year, what that will look like and the consequences of not paying your fees during the year. So that gives birth to outstanding balances. And that now talks to two things. First, the student can't proceed to the next year. And if the student is a final year student, they can't graduate without paying off their fees. And so now what happens is someone has gone to school, they probably passed their modules, but they can't access their results to get employment, and the results are required for them to get the employment, which the employment would help to pay back the funds on the outstanding balances, and that creates a catch-22 situation. And that's where we find ourselves with a lot of our South African students.
It really is a desperate situation for so many. Do you think the situation is getting worse?
Yeah, absolutely it is. The economy is not growing, and there's competition for skills in the market. And then at the same time, you find that there is also a growing disconnect between what the students are taught in tertiary education, where these skills mismatch with what the jobs are looking for. So even those that graduate and have their results, some can find a job, but you find that they are not work ready.
And it's not just an impact on the students themselves, but it also has a longer term impact on the economy if skills are not being pipelined into it.
Absolutely, there is. And what makes this situation worse is the fact that we are now in a connected world, and there are some skills that people can actually execute remotely. And so not just South Africans fighting for jobs in their economy, there are other students from other places as far as India who can actually execute the jobs remotely, and that makes it more difficult for our South African students.
So as far as the data goes that you have collected as an organization, is there a primary reason or reasons why students find themselves unable to settle their tuition fees? Or as you referenced earlier, is it just that basket of factors impacted by the high cost of living?
It's a mix of factors, but if we were to look at the data that we have, for instance, if you look at just the university space only, the universities themselves are battling with outstanding debt up to the tune of 20 billion plus. You know, and this is actually impacting their performance as far as efficiencies are concerned, and it leaves them without any other option but to use such a harsh collection method, which exacerbates the problem.
Typically, do you have a sense of how big an individual student debt might be at the end of 3 or 4 years of study?
Let me give you an example of one case that we're dealing with through our foundation. We have a foundation that does good out there, and it opens up to students to come and ask for help. We recently were dealing with a situation where two students came to us. One was studying at UCT. Of course, life happened, the financial challenges. They are going towards writing their exams now, and they've got a student statement bill of 90,000 rand. A second student is a third-year law student at Wits University. They came to us. They've got an outstanding student fee of 95,000 rand. And they can't pay for it. And they're saying, hey, I am about to write exams. I need help. This is what it looks like. So just using those two data points, it gives an indication of what it looks like out there.
And it can be unbelievably demoralizing, particularly when you've got a set of complicated exams to write. Does the student debt challenge in South Africa compare in any other way to countries that might be facing similar issues?
Yes, there's actually a couple of comparisons. So when you look at financial performance, particularly of a South African economy, the easiest example to look at is Latin America, because the conditions are similar. we are even better than Latin America because we've got political stability. But economically, we are facing similar challenges. And even if you were to look at the U.S. itself, education is unbelievably expensive in the USA. And if a South African student decides to go and study in Europe, it's also a very steep journey that one gets to embark on. Let me quantify. If someone goes to study in Europe, they particularly pay almost five times than what a UK resident pays in the same environment. And you can just imagine how difficult that looks like.
So in your opinion then, are there policy changes that could help relieve this burden for students?
I think there could be, and let me touch on one tangible one. So one of the barriers for unemployment for graduates, whether they owe fees or not, is experience, work experience. So our tertiary institutions, the bulk of them, they are focused on theoretical information as opposed to work-integrated learning. And unlike Europe and the US, some of the universities and tertiary institutions, they've actually structured programs to be feeders into industry, and they work hand in hand. The economies are developed like that, and the policies are developed to support that kind of supply. Germany is a very good case study to look at. They use the apprenticeship approach. And by the time someone gets to university, they sort of like have where they're going to have 1 year of practical application, which we are missing in this country. And I think that's one policy change that we might need to do for the bulk of our qualifications. Then allow me, Jeremy, to quote a statement I had at a conference in a month ago. It was a conference organized by Universities South Africa, a body that is where all the 26 universities participate. So one speaker there, you were saying each time he goes out to industry, he gets comments like, give us useful graduates, you know. And that sank my heart as I listened to such a statement. Give us useful graduates. And that's predominantly a policy change that is required to produce useful graduates in the country.
And I think that's a good place to end this conversation. Dumisani Dibanda, Executive Head of Strategic Projects at the education finance provider Fundi, thank you very much for joining me today.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.